is an Auburn Network production. Auburn High Basketball is on.
96.3 W. Lee.
Presented by
The Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Mountain High Outfitters, Gutter Pro, and University Ace Hardware.
Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
We are live here on the campus of Smith Station High School in Smith Station, Alabama, as your Auburn High Tigers hit the road for the first time in area play, taking on the Panthers of Smith Station. Hello, Tiger fans. I'm Jacob Goins. We appreciate you being with us on a chilly Tuesday night in the state of Alabama as your Auburn High Tigers on the road in area play game number two, taking on the Panthers of Smith Station. We'll have the girls' game up first and the boys' game to follow all right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. The girls are on a roll, man. They are playing good basketball, especially against the Smith Station Panthers. Tigers 13-3 overall this season. 3-15 are the Smith Station Panthers. Tigers started area play 1-0 with a nice win over Central last Friday night on senior night inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. The Panthers, on the other hand, fell to the Opelika Bulldogs. More on that when we come back. We'll get you a quick countdown to tip-off, starting lineups, and opening tip between Auburn and Smith Station. All that coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Stay warm, dry, and ready this hunting season with premium gear from Winter Timber Outdoors. Suit up with the latest Sitka apparel, light and crispy boots, and premium dive bomb waders built for the toughest of hunts. And don't forget the feed. Grab triple clean deer corn, just $8.99 for a 50-pound bag. From the woods to the water, we've got everything you need to elevate your adventure. Winter Timber Outdoors, Auburn Opelika's premier hunting and shooting retailer.
Hey, Auburn, looking for a sweet way to celebrate after the big game? Head over to Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt right here in Auburn. We've got a wide variety of frozen yogurt flavors, more toppings than you can fathom, and even dairy-free Dole Whip for a refreshing twist. Locally owned by the Pate family, Sweet Frog Auburn supports Auburn High School athletics, local ministries, and community charities. It's the perfect place to make sweet memories with family and friends, and now with our expanded space, there's even more room to gather, celebrate birthdays, or host private events. Sweet Frog Auburn, froyo fun, toppings and flavors for everyone. What a sweet vibe. Go Tigers.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Auburn High Basketball is on.
96.3 W. Lee.
We are counting down the minutes for tip-off between Auburn and Smith Station, the Tigers and the Panthers here on the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm Jacob Goins. We appreciate you being with us. And tell you a little bit about this varsity girls matchup that we have for you tonight. Girls up first and the boys are to follow. We told you this Auburn High team, 13-3 overall this season, took a loss in the season opener, lost a couple of games in their trip to Orlando, but that has been it. They have played extremely good basketball as of late, and they started area play 1-0. The Smith Station team, they're struggling, though. 3-15 on the season. Wins have been, they've been a rarity for the Panthers, but they're back home. The Tigers are in town, and we'll see what the energy level is for that home Panthers team. They also started area play 0-1 after losing to Opelika, 65-61. So kept it close with the Lady Bulldogs. See if they can try and keep it close with your Lady Tigers. But history is not on the side of the Smith Station Panthers. This Auburn High varsity girls basketball program has
Dominated is not even the right word. I looked up different adjectives today, and I simply could not come up with one other than they have owned this matchup between Smith Station. In the varsity girls matchup, Auburn High School has beat Smith Station 24 times in a row. That's right. Let me say that again for those of you in the back. 24 times in a row, Auburn High has beat Smith Station in the varsity girls matchup. The last win for the Panthers was January of 2014. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. You're talking over 11 years ago, nearly 12 years ago now, that Smith Station team has taken down Auburn High. But they would love nothing more than to break that streak here tonight on their home floor and for the Panthers to get their first win in area play of 2026. So will that happen tonight, or will Auburn continue to play well, put their head down and grind, and continue to defend their area title and beat Smith Station to advance to 2-0? We'll have starting lineups and opening tip for you right after this. Here on the Auburn High Sports Network, you're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank. Champions of you. Member FDIC. Online at auburnbank.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Hunting season is here, and Winter Timber Outdoors has everything you need to make it your best one yet. With legendary shotguns and rifles from Benelli, Beretta, Rite, CZ, Winchester, Browning, Ruger, Savage, Fierce, Christensen, and Bergara. Load up on dove and duck shells from Migra, Rogue, Apex, Rio, and Heavy Shots. Plus, shop a full lineup of duck decoys and accessories from Heyday, Higdon, and Dive Bomb. Don't miss out. Come see us today at Winter Timber Outdoors in Auburn, across from the mall and right next to Walmart Neighborhood Market.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for the Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We'll start with the home Panthers of Smith Station. Wearing number 2 is the 7th grade guard, Serenity Foster. Wearing number 11 is the freshman guard, Ava DeLoach. Wearing number 22 for the Panthers is a sophomore guard, Courtney Allen. Also wearing number 15 tonight for the Smith Station Panthers, Maya Crowell. She'll play guard and a little bit of forward as well. And then the final Smith Station Panther starter is number 5, Erica Robinson. 2, 5, 11. It is 25 and 22. Those are the 5 starters for the Smith Station Panthers. For your Auburn High Tigers, it's one that's similar to what we saw the other night. We'll tell you as we go as we're underway between Auburn and Smith Station. Tigers moving right to left on your radio dial. Smith Station will be moving left to right. It's Anavi Announce wearing number 2. She'll run point guard tonight. Braylee Winfrey will be your shooting guard. She wears number 20, has the basketball on the left-hand side of the floor. It's Kaden Carr. She'll play the 3. She has it at the top. Isabella Paul is your 4, wearing 33. She's down low. And then Hannah Shepherd is your center, wearing number 11. She is the 5. And there was a missed shot and possibly a turnover underneath the basket. And I believe Smith Station grabbed the air ball lob and stepped on the baseline when they tried to accelerate up the floor. They did. So Auburn will retain possession on the opening play of this ball game. Isabella Paul has it on the low block on the left. She dribbles her way underneath the basket. Can't get the layup to go. Second attempt is there for Isabella Paul. And the Tigers are on the board. So again, it is Isabella Paul, Anavi Announce, Kaden Carr, Hannah Shepherd, and Braylee Winfrey, the 5 on the floor to start for head coach Courtney Pritchett and the Auburn High Tigers. Those are your Auburn Bank starting lineups, brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. Panthers turn it over on their first offensive possession. Tigers in the baby blues tonight. Kaden Carr will step in, let one rip from 3, and finds the bottom of the net as Kaden Carr has the Tigers started from behind the arc. It's 5-0 Auburn in the first minute of the game. Tigers in the baby blues on top and bottom. It's Smith Station in the white on top and bottom. They've got gray letters and numbers front and back, gray trim down the side. Tigers have the navy blue numbers and letters on front and back with the navy trim down the side. Against Smith Station here at home, opening the game, moving left to right as we look at it. Ball gets stuck on the left-hand side of the floor. Ball's on the floor, body's on the floor. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow goes to... There is no possession arrow. There's not one on the scoreboard. There's not one on the scorer's table either. And so now we'll have a timeout on the floor and trying to figure out whose possession it should go to. 5-0 Auburn, 6:43 in the opening quarter. Again, this is the varsity girls game. We'll have this one plus the varsity boys game coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 W Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. Appreciate you being with us on this Tuesday evening in Smith Station, Alabama. Auburn comes into tonight with a 4-game win streak. The story is exactly the opposite, and then some, for the Smith Station Panthers. They are on a 10-game losing streak, are the Lady Panthers trying to snap that here at home. So they give the ball to Smith Station. Remember that possession arrow will flip back to the Tigers. A missed shot tipped out into the hands of the point guard, Anavi Announce. She throws a home run ball. Braylee Winfrey saves it here in front of us. Finds Kaden Carr. 18-foot jumper. Went up, roll home, and the rebound is off the fingertips. Appeared to be off the fingertips of Isabella Paul, but the baseline officials says off the tips of a Panther, and so Auburn will have it right here in front of us. We are set up on the back left of the gym in this half court in front of the Tigers offense as we speak, across from the Smith Station bench. Kaden Carr gets the pass, takes the shot. It won't fall from 3. Fall fought for right here in front of us on the corner. Ball should have been out of bounds off the Smith Station Panther. We play on. And then the Tigers stealing in transition. Here comes Braylee Winfrey. First time we've called her name tonight. Gets fouled on a jump shot. No call. Hannah Shepherd's there on the offensive board. Back out for the Tigers. And I believe they called a violation on Auburn in the lane. They did. They did. Auburn stood in there too long. And so it's a turnover on Auburn and going back to Smith Station. 2 minutes into the first frame. And it's 5-0 Auburn.
thanks to an Isabella Paul layup and a Caden Carr three. And that's how this game has started, with several turnovers going each way. Tigers full court press. Panthers able to break it. Euro step in the half court. Shot is wild. It won't fall. And a bailout foul will send Erica Robinson to the free throw line. Now, one thing you notice early in this ball game, Auburn has a significant size advantage. Wasn't necessarily the case the other night against the Red Devils. But this Auburn High girls team, they've got some height to them, as Jalen White will sub in for the first time for Isabella Paul. She does so now. The first free throw is no good for Erica Robinson. Tigers just have a lot of size to their advantage with Jalen White, Isabella Paul, even Hannah Shepherd as well. Just the freshman is 11 as Erica Robinson gets the Panthers started. She'll split a pair at the charity stripe. 5-1 Auburn, 5:50 to play, first quarter. Here come the Tigers right to left. They break a full court press from the Panthers. Anavia Nelms gets to the lane, dumps it off, barrels into a defender, and a blocking call is called on Courtney Allen, who is 22 and white. Tigers coming off the win against Central. Smith Station coming off a close loss to Opelika by 4. As Auburn looks to defend their area title once again. Inbound, Braylee Winfrey. 4-foot jumper is good. And Braylee Winfrey's on the board for the first time tonight. That's a tough shot. That was a true jump shot from 4 feet, about where the SEC logo would be if you're familiar with college basketball. And on the other end, Hannah Shepherd swats one into the mats behind the basket. 7-1 is Auburn's lead. 5.5 to play, first quarter. Bounce pass off the inbound. Shot may have been blocked again. Rebounded by the Panthers. Second attempt, no good, but fouled. Wilson Asia Davis to the free throw line. Couple of the Tigers in there. We'll see if they call it on Hannah Shepherd or on Jalen White. They do get Hannah Shepherd on the foul. Really enjoy watching 11 in blue, man. A freshman who just gets after the basketball, does 11. She's going to be a good player for a long time in this program. And the first free throw from Asia Davis is good. Four of the five starters still on the floor. Jalen White, the only sub so far. She's in for Isabella Paul. 5:25 to play, first quarter. Second free throw, no good. And White soars for the rebound. So two free throws made, two free throws missed so far for the Panthers. They trail Auburn by 5. Inbound, or entry pass rather, to Hannah Shepherd, and the turnaround bank shot is good. Now 4 different Tigers have scored as Auburn's lead is up to 7. And then a hip check reach-in foul on one of the Tigers. They're going to call it on Jalen White as Smith Station tried to advance the basketball. And Jalen White will sit right back down as Isabella Paul comes right back in. 5:06 to play. First quarter, Auburn leads 9-2 in the varsity girls game. Left to right go the Panthers. They have it in their half court on the right corner. And here comes Hannah Shepherd on the steal. One-on-one for the freshman. Gets up, leaves a layup short. Caden Carr's there on the putback and had it stripped. Here comes Smith Station. Cherry pick pass. It was stolen by Anavia Nelms. Back and forth we go with turnovers. Outlet pass for Winfrey. 2 far ahead. She's able to save it here in the corner in front of us. Tigers put on a trap on the ball handler. And then a timeout is called on Smith Station. 9-2 is our score. Auburn leads. 4:43 to play in the first quarter. Believe it's a 30-second timeout. It is. We'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Want to remind you, the first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. 4:43 to play in the first quarter between Auburn and Smith Station. Varsity girls game right now. We'll roll into a post-game show once it's over. Quick pregame show as well. And get you right into the varsity boys game. So we'll be on the air for over 3 hours straight. We appreciate you spending your Tuesday evening with us. This Tigers team, not afraid to play games away from Auburn High. 6-1 on the road this season are the varsity girls for head coach Courtney Pritchett. And a lot of those games were out of the state as well. Auburn on defense now, looking left to right go. The Panthers off the inbound, left the layup short. Did Smith Station, and here come the Tigers with a 7-point lead. 4.5 to play in the first quarter. Bounce pass, Anavia Nelms. A 3 in front of us, too strong. Rebound sorted for by Isabella Paul. Putback is not there, but she was fouled. And the Tigers will shoot their first free throws of the ball game. There's that size advantage, man. Isabella Paul. one of the five seniors who was honored the other night inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. As 33 in baby blue will step up for her first free throw attempts of the game, and it is good. Bella with three, Caden Carr with three, couple of the Tigers with two, Hannah Shepherd and Braylee Winfrey. Bella tries to go two for two at the line. Tigers lead is eight and make it nine. 4 points early for Isabella Paul, and the Tigers have their largest lead so far. It's nine. 4:15 to play first quarter. Panthers are threatening with a 10-second call. Barely get it over. Pass was tipped, and now in the hands of Caden Carr. She looks to push with the salmon-colored shoes. Kicks it to the corner. Winfrey for three. No, not that time. Too strong off the back iron, over the backboard, and out of bounds. I love the aggression, though. We talked about this against Central the other night for this Auburn High team. That's where they're their best, when they get a turnover, get a loose ball, get a missed shot, and they look to get down the floor and get penetration, kick it out, and that's what Auburn loves to do so well. That's what Smith Station does right here, but an airball three-point attempt by Ava Deloach, one of the five starters for the Panthers, and it goes out of bounds, and it's quickly Auburn High basketball again. You're not going to complain about a wide-open Braylee Winfrey on this end of the floor like you had last time. Full court press for the Panthers. Tigers able to break it a couple of times. Here is Braylee Winfrey now. Has an open 18-foot jumper. Clanked that one. And the rebound pulled down by Asia Davis. Tigers looked a little rush on this off on this end of the floor offensively. See if they're able to slow it down a little bit. 3.5 to play first quarter. 11-2 is Auburn's lead as the Panthers throw it underneath. Braylee Winfrey had no idea that Erica Robinson was there. The shot won't fall, but believe she was hacked from behind. No, okay, they're going to say it was a clean block and the ball goes out of bounds, but it stays with the Panthers. A baseline left, throw it down low. That one was blocked by Isabella Paul. Rebound fought for, and a jump ball will go to the Tigers. Should go to the Tigers, okay. Yeah, there was confusion. Well, the possession arrow does go to Auburn, so it now flips back to the Panthers. 3:15 to play, first quarter. 11-2 is Auburn's lead. Winfrey tries to break the press. She does so using Caden Carr. Bounce pass underneath, and a foul on the floor will wipe away a layup by Isabella Paul. I believe a wraparound reach-in foul as Caden Carr was trying to advance the basketball. It's a baseline right for Anavia Nelms. Tigers have an 11-2 lead in the half court with 3:08 to play. Kick to the corner. Carr for three. She wants another one. Yes, sir. Different side of the floor, but same result for Caden Carr. She's got two threes in the opening quarter, and the Tigers are up by 14-2. Here come the Panthers. Cannot break the press. It's a steal. Bounce pass ahead for Winfrey. Goes for the second bucket of the game. Can't get it, but she has a chance to earn two at the free throw line. This is what Auburn does. When you think you've got a second to breathe, a second to run your offense, you just don't. This Auburn High team, man, they are relentless. Whether it's on this end and half court or the other end, they'll defend the entire length of the floor. There's just not much you can do about it unless you have perfect passes, perfect dribbling, and perfect execution. Winfrey drills the first. Tigers lead by 13. With 2:48 to play in the opening quarter. A couple of subs will come in. Sophie Arrington subs in for Caden Carr, and Avia Nelms will sit down for Jada Williams. Winfrey has three so far and takes her time at the line and now has four. More subs come in as Isabella Paul sits down. Morgan Allen comes in. And Pearl Simmons will sub in for Braylee Winfrey. So all five starters currently on the bench for head coach Courtney Pritchett. And the Tigers also have Kaylee Levitt in the ballgame as well. So Jada Williams, Pearl Simmons, Sophie Arrington, Kaylee Levitt, and Morgan Allen, the five on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett. And a diving attempt by Kaylee Levitt right in front of the Smith Station bench across from us here on the road. But unable to save it, throws it back inbounds, but stepped on the sideline. It stays with the Panthers. 2:35 to play in the first quarter. Left to right go the Panthers. They'll inbound without much press from the Tigers. They sit back at half court and now they pounce. On the Smith Station logo, two black S's outlined in white here on the road. Pressures the basketball, does Jada Williams. The ball handler is Erica Robinson. And then a push foul from behind. I didn't see it, to be honest with you. Ball was being dribbled on the right-hand side of the floor, and the left-side official was the one that called it. So she was behind her, I guess, but I don't know. I don't think I like that call. Either way, Panthers in the half court just to our right, and a floater on the baseline is too strong, but a foul from behind will put the Panthers at the free throw line. That is Serenity Foster looking for her first points on the evening. 16-2 is Auburn's lead, and the varsity girls game, 2:14 to play in the first frame. Couple of power dribbles for Foster, and the first free throw too strong off the right-hand side of the rim. As a timeout is called, not sure who called that. I didn't see it. I don't know if that, I think it was Smith Station that called it. 30-second timeout. We'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. But I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn and Smith Station, the Tigers and the Panthers, a little cat fight here on the road, and it's 16-2 Auburn High in the varsity girls game. I'm Jacob Goins. I appreciate you being with me here on 96.3 W. Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. However you're tuned in this evening, we appreciate you being with us as the second free throw is good from Serenity Foster. She splits a pair. Smith Station now 3-for-6 at the free throw line, and the Tigers still lead by 13. Right to left on your radio dial, go the Tigers wearing baby blue here on the road. Jada Williams aggressive with a baseline drive, but gets her shot blocked in the lane, and here come the Panthers. Their first run out of the game. It's a missed layup on the other end, and it's out of bounds off of Erica Robinson. No, they say it's out on the Tigers. Shot by Erica Robinson. Thought she may have come down and knocked that out of bounds, but instead it'll stay with the Panthers to our right. 1:55 to play. Pass is stolen. Oh, my goodness. That was Kaylee Levitt who just soared and snatched that thing out of the air. Well, some claws on there for Kaylee Levitt. Tigers nearly throw it away, and then they do. Well, they threw it away to the Panthers in the far corner here at the gym. Sloppy play by the Tigers bench as all five starters remain on the floor in a 16-3 game. Turnover on Auburn. Looked to be a live ball turnover, but Smith Station forced a jump ball, I believe, so that now goes to the Panthers moving left to right. Tigers put on a full-court press. Panthers trying to advance the basketball. Nearly stolen by Kaylee Levitt, and now it is. Dribbling in front of her bench, knocked out of bounds off of a sneaker of a Panther. And it is Auburn High School basketball. Sub coming in for the Tigers, Reagan Small, wearing number 3. Don't believe we saw any action from her on Friday against Smith Station. That'll put a Tiger on the bench. And that'll have Reagan Small sub into the game for the first time. 1:25 to play. First quarter, Auburn leads 16-3 in the varsity girls game. Sophie Arrington got the pink sneakers on. Tries to crossover dribble and lost it. And tipped into the backcourt. Picked up by Kaylee Levitt. And now in the hands of the point guard again. On the right-hand side of the floor. Goes behind the back. Good ball pressure right now by the Smith Station Panthers. That's Serenity Foster. Now in the hands of Jada Williams. Left side of the floor. Gets into the lane. Barrels her way into 24 and white. That's Asia Davis. She picks up the foul. We'll see if it's in the act of shooting. It absolutely should be. And it is. That'll put Jada Williams at the free throw line. Love what I've seen from Ten and Blue here tonight. Aggressive with the basketball is Jada Williams. Hasn't gotten on the scoreboard yet tonight. She was scoreless in the game against Central. But she changes that right there with a made free throw. Now five different Tigers have scored for the varsity girls for Auburn in this first quarter, and a 1-for-2 trip for Jada Williams. Morgan Allen fighting for the rebound. She's going to get called for the foul. Little over-aggressive there from 34. Just got her hand kind of caught in there. And that is now five team fouls on both teams. So we will be shooting free throws the last 61 seconds of the first quarter. Five team fouls per quarter in high school basketball here in the state of Alabama leads to a bonus for either team, or for the opposing team, I guess. So both teams up to that limit. Puts a Panther on the free throw line. First free throw rattles in and out. And that is Maya Crowell, 15 in white, who steps up to the line. 17-3 is Auburn's lead. 61 seconds to play in the first quarter. It remains that way for an 0-for-2 trip. Free throw shooting has been poor for this Panthers team here at home. Rebound falls out of bounds off of the Panthers in Auburn High School basketball. 14-point lead, counting down under a minute here in the opening frame, and a travel by Kaylee Levitt. And head coach Courtney Pritchett gives themselves for the Auburn High Tigers. Again, reserves in the game right now. Panthers throw it away. Here comes Auburn right to left with 50 seconds. Arrington into the lane. Dumps it off for Levitt at the free throw line. Panthers jump on top of it. That was a swing maybe in there. Jump ball is called. And I believe that is Auburn High basketball. We don't have an actual possession arrow going for us right now, so you got to rely on your broadcaster to keep up with it. But head coach Courtney Pritchett helped us out. He pointed towards this end of the floor, which is all Auburn's offensive end. So the possession arrow does go. The jump ball goes to Auburn. Arrington on the right-hand side of the floor. Gets to the lane. Does Jada Williams on a dribble handoff and an extra step. As Williams is calling for the travel. 17-3 is Auburn's lead over Smith Station in the varsity girls game. Here come the Panthers, left to right on your radio dial. They toss it to the top end of the floor, top of the key. Wild shot, way too strong. And rebound knocked around, out of bounds, off of the Panthers. 17-3, Auburn leads. With 20 seconds counting down, and Kaylee Levitt turns it over again. An advanced pass to Kaylee Levitt, could not come up with it. Pass was a little hot, I'll give her that. It was right on top of the three-point arc. And then a reach-in foul called on Auburn. So the clock will stop at 18.7 and put Smith Station at the line. Been a sloppy first quarter. Lots of turnovers, especially with Auburn subs being, or Auburn starters, rather, watching the back half of this first quarter. I like the move, though, as it's 24 in white. Asia Davis steps up to the free throw line. Had a free throw made earlier. She's got another one right there. I like the move, though, from head coach Courtney Pritchett. Morgan Allen's going to sit down for the Tigers. Second free throw is good for Asia Davis. Three for her in the opening frame. Tigers have 15 seconds to work with. Jada Williams sprints up the floor. Puts on the brakes at the right-hand side. Dumps it down low. That is Kaylee Levitt. Spin move on the baseline. Spin move on the baseline. Throws it up and gets the roll. Here on the road, Kaylee Levitt with a big-time bucket. Here come the Panthers with one. Launch from the three-point line. It's no good. And then a foul is called on the left-hand side. Believe that's going to be a three and a running prayer at the buzzer. And believe... oh, my goodness, they did. Tigers fouled the three-point shooter at the buzzer. Kaylee Levitt with a fantastic made basket on this end of the floor, and that will now put Erica Robinson wearing number 5 at the free throw line for three shots with zeros on the scoreboard in the first quarter, and she confidently knocks down the first. Oh, my goodness. You just can't do that if you're Auburn. It was a shot that didn't matter. And they actually called that a two. So Auburn dodges a bullet just by a hair. Erica Robinson's on the board with two. And the Tigers lead 19-7. First quarter over in the varsity girls game. Second quarter coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Start of the second quarter here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Your Auburn High Lady Tigers lead the Panthers 19-7 here on the road. I'm Jacob Gaunce. I appreciate you being with me on 96.3 W Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. Panthers starting on the offensive end of the floor to our right, and it's an and-one layup opportunity. It was dumped down low. That is 24 in white for the Panthers. Asia Davis, she was a presence in the first quarter. She has made her presence known here early in the second quarter as well. She led all Panther scorers with three. She's got two here in the second and can absolutely match it with a made free throw and cut the deficit to single digits. She cannot do so. Hannah Shepherd soars for the boards. 19-9 is Auburn's lead. Just 15 seconds in to this second quarter. Starters back out on the floor for the Tigers. Dump down low. Isabella Paul's layup is good. Bella had four in that first quarter. Tied with Brantley Winfrey for second in all scoring as Caden Carr knocked down two big threes in that first quarter to help Auburn soar out to a big lead. As Caden Carr pokes that one out of bounds on the advancement up the right-hand side of the floor. So Smith Station will inbound it in front of the opposing sideline. And they throw it into the backcourt. She can't touch that. She's the one that threw it into the backcourt. Oh, my goodness. Erica Robinson was the one that threw it inbounds. She's the one that picked up the pass. And now it's going to lead to two layup attempts by the Panthers. They can't convert on either one of them. That's horrific. Oh, my gosh. Here's Anavia Nelms now, right-hand side of the floor. Dribble drive, floater from 6 feet is good. And she picks herself up off the floor. Does Anavia Nelms, her first bucket of the game, is a pretty one. And Auburn is up 23-9. 1 minute in to the second quarter, and then a reach-in foul inside the lane on the defensive end of the floor for Auburn. As Hannah Shepherd is hearing about it from head coach Courtney Pritchett. A coachable moment for 11 in blue. Anavia Nelms, Brayley Winfrey, Caden Carr, Hannah Shepherd, Isabella Paul. The five on the floor for Auburn High to start this second frame. 23-9 is the score. A baseline right, bounce pass underneath, and the layup was blocked. Blocked by Paul, picked up by Shepherd, and here come the Tigers. Right to left on your radio dial. Brayley Winfrey dances at the half-court logo. Here comes Anavia Nelms. Tough dribble drive. She got fouled on the way in. Lost the basketball. There's no call, but there's Isabella Paul to clean it up for Auburn. She had four in the first. She's matched that here in the second. And now here come the Panthers. Run right through the Auburn defense. Can't convert on the layup. And Anavia Nelms will bring it into the half court for Auburn. Right to left we go. Caden Carr, dribble drive, pump fake, and a bucket at the 18-foot mark on the baseline. Good pump fake by Caden Carr. Give her eight in the game, and then a travel on Smith Station trying to advance the basketball. 27-9 is Auburn's lead here on the road. 6:11 to play in the second quarter. Caden Carr will bring it across the Smith Station logo. Again, two black S's with a white outline. Good pressure again by Serenity Foster, who has made it miserable for ball handlers so far tonight here on the road. Auburn 13-3 on the season, 1-0 in area play. Smith Station 3-15, so a struggling Panthers team hanging around with Auburn in this first half, down 27-9. There goes Auburn. They turn it over. The Panthers looking to run left to right. Bounce pass on the low baseline. Took an extra step, did Erica Robinson, and instead she stepped on the baseline. Either way, it's a turnover on the Panthers. Not the half you're looking for if you are head coach Courtney Pritchett, coming off a nice win against Central on Friday against a lesser opponent in terms of the records. Caden Carr forces her way into the lane. Jump shot won't go. She gets the offensive board, kicks it to the corner. Anavia Nelms in and out on a three, and there's Brayley Winfrey. The second offensive rebound of the possession gives the Tigers a bucket in the second quarter, and now back up by 20. 5:20 to play first half as Robinson throws up a wild layup and pulled down by Isabella Paul. Tigers look to push. Bounce pass for Nelms. Spin move on the baseline. Leaves a layup short. Out of bounds off of the Panthers. On the rebound attempt by Ava Deloach. A lot of missed open shots for the Auburn Tigers so far tonight. 5:07 to play second quarter. Tigers lead is 20. As the Tigers throw it in, Brandy Winfrey backs it out. She'll kick it on the right-hand wing. That's Caden Carr looking for her third three of the game. Not that time. And the rebound pulled down by the Panthers. They immediately throw it away. Brandy Winfrey has it in the semicircle. Now at the top. Dumps it down low on the right-hand block. Hannah Shepherd works her way in. Back to Carr. That's a three. No. And the rebound fought, knocked around. Bend the hands of Winfrey. She gets to the lane. Turnaround. Six-foot jumper. And it rattles home. Does Brandy Winfrey. Four in the first. Four in the second. And then a foul, I believe, on the inbound. Tigers a little aggressive. No apologies. Tigers stole the basketball. Smith Station was the one who fouled after Anavia Nelm stole the inbound. So a great sequence there for the Auburn High Tigers. Isabella Paul going to get a much deserved rest. Jalen White is in the ballgame. Inbound to Hannah Shepherd. She can't get the shot to go. All sorts of contact. Pulls it out. Floater from 3 feet. Scottie Pippen would be proud of Hannah Shepherd. She had two in the first. She's got two in the second. And Auburn has extended their lead 33-9. As that ball is knocked out of bounds in front of the scorer's table across the floor from us, it stays with the Panthers. Auburn has really ramped up their defensive pressure, and Brayley Winfrey blocks a three-point attempt on the inbound. Ball's on the floor. So is Jalen White. So is the Panther. Jump ball goes. I believe that's Panthers basketball. I think it's Panthers basketball, but they call Auburn basketball. So maybe I'm wrong, but we'll take it. Here come the Tigers. 4:10 to play. First half, Auburn leads 33-9. Tigers working around the perimeter, looking for Brandy Winfrey in the far corner. They have her. Thought about the three. Dumps it down low to Jalen White. Power dribble high off the window. No. Rebound to Hannah Shepherd. Fall away. Shot good again. Hannah Shepherd. We saw that early in non-area play back in November and December. She's whipped it out here on the road against Smith Station. Has Hannah Shepherd's fadeaway game. It is something pretty here inside this gymnasium. Turnover on the Panthers in the half court. It's almost unguardable for the freshman, Hannah Shepherd, man. She's, again, the SEC logo where it would be. That's where she's turning around and just falling away from the basket and shooting it basically on the way down. And there's nothing that this Smith Station team can do. They don't have the size to handle it. Tigers in the half court. Carr steps into a three and knocks it down. Nobody steps up to contest, and Caden Carr makes them pay. She's got five in the quarter. Three made threes on the night as the Panthers nearly throw it away. Tigers poke it out of bounds into the Smith Station bench across the floor from us. And Auburn has reminded everybody who the area champs were from a year ago. 38-9 is the Tigers lead with 3:23 to play in the quarter. Taking her time to get across the timeline is Erica Robinson. Left to right go the Panthers. Good pressure on the extended by Jalen White. Traps at the volleyball line. Dumps down low. Hannah Shepherd is there to swap the layup away as Maya Crowell had no idea that that shot was going to be blocked. It's out of bounds on her, and it's Tigers basketball. Man, those are the types of plays you just can see them coming from a mile away. Again, Crowell had no idea that Hannah Shepherd was behind her and picks up a big block, does 11 in blue. Tigers sit down most of the starters. Actually, all the starters, a platoon swap. For Auburn High, Jada Williams, Sophie Arrington, Kaylee Levitt, Morgan Allen. There's another one hiding. Oh, it's Pearl Simmons hiding over there. For head coach Courtney Pritchett, under three to play. In the first half, Auburn leads 38-9. It's Simmons on the right-hand wing. Hands off to Arrington on the free throw line, extended and a turnover. Here comes Erica Robinson in transition. Wild layup was no good. Good contest by Sophie Arrington to get back after she committed the turnover. Tigers trying to slow it down a little bit, break the press of the Panthers, and they do. It is Pearl Simmons, right-hand side of the floor. Dribble drive with the right hand, gets the seal off. Throws up a tough shot off the side of the backboard out of bounds. And Smith Station basketball. One sub will come in for Auburn. As Reagan Small will sub in for Pearl Simmons. 2.5 minutes to play. First half, Auburn leads 38-9 in the varsity girls game. Panthers trying to break the press. Good seal off right there by Kaylee Levin on the sideline at the half court mark. And knocked out of bounds. Believe 23 in blue touched it. She did. So it will stay with the Panthers. Down to our right in the half court. They trail your Auburn High Tigers 38-9. here in the first half of the varsity boys game, or varsity girls game, rather. Second area game of the year. Tigers trying to double down to go 2-0. Panthers trying to avoid an 0-2 start. And how about a forced turnover? Reagan Small comes in and picks her pocket. Here come the Tigers right to left. They got numbers if they want them. Williams passes to Arrington in the near corner. Work around the perimeter. Now it's in the lane. Long jump shot. No good. Offensive board and a foul on the putback. Reagan Small cannot get the shot to go. But Morgan Allen will be the one who gets paid. And steps to the free throw line. 2:01 in the second quarter. First free throw from Allen is no good. A reminder, the first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Appreciate them being a part of our coverage all season long here on the Auburn High Sports Network as Allen is able to roll in the second free throw, give her a point on the night, and Auburn has seen their lead swell to 30. Under two to play first half. Tigers pressure the basketball in the Panther half court in front of head coach Courtney Pritchett. It's knocked out of bounds. It rolls down the feet of the Tigers bench, and they say it's last touch by an Auburn High Tiger. It'll be Erica Robinson to trigger from the sideline in front of the opposing bench. And able to throw it into the half court or the back court, rather, and she does. Ava DeLoach across the 10-second line. And they called a push-off. They called a push-off on Smith Station's ball handler, Ava DeLoach. With that off-arm, she was dribbling with the right, and she pushed off with the left. And the Tigers will have possession with 1:40 to play in the first half and a 30-point lead here on the road. Reagan Small dumps it down low. Kaylee Levitt goes to work, and she was fouled. She was fouled into a travel. And no shot attempt, so that will be a foul on the floor. That is the Panthers' fourth team foul. Auburn has three. So a reminder, another foul for the Panthers. We'll put Auburn on the free throw line the rest of this quarter. Sophie Arrington, smallest girl on the floor, will be the trigger on the baseline. Feeds it around. Jada Williams, open three, too strong. Rebound fought for. Reagan Small was in there. Morgan Allen was in there, and the Panthers come up with it. Here's Serenity Foster in the open floor. Layup is no good. Ball is tipped out of bounds into the Tigers bench and off of Auburn, and will stay with the Panthers. As Jada Williams will sit down, and Catherine Foreman will step in, and so will Riley Finger for Morgan Allen. A couple more subs in for Auburn High, 40 in blue, 15 in blue. Cat Foreman's got the cool fire and ice shoes. She almost had a nice fire and ice steal right there. Instead, it's an inbound and a layup from Erica Robinson, who was fouled on the way in and caught in the act of shooting. Didn't see who they got that on. It's on Auburn regardless. I think they got it on Kaylee Levitt. So that'll put Erica Robinson, who's been quiet, just 2 points. Those coming in the first quarter, it remains so after the first free throw. Pearl Simmons is in. Kaylee Levitt will sit down. Minute 15 to play in the second quarter. Reminder, we'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. Second free throw from Robinson is good. We'll talk about stats from this first half, talk about what Auburn did well, what they'd like to clean up, and play an efficient second half. Pearl Simmons will pull up from the free throw line. Too strong on the jumper. Rebound knocked around. Cat Foreman fighting for it. Can't come up with it, and then the Panthers throw it away. They had possession, and now Auburn has it right to left with under a minute. Arrington in the corner. That's a three in front of us, and too strong off the back iron. Riley Finger fights for the rebound. Gets it out to Sophie Arrington. A jump ball is called after Riley Finger came up with the basketball, and believe that'll be Smith Station. Yeah, it is. Auburn tried to inbound it and steal possession, but that one is Panther basketball. 48 seconds counting down first half. Auburn leads 39-10, by the way. And going coast-to-coast is Erica Robinson, who is fouled on the layup attempt. 44 seconds to play in the second quarter. But, yes, the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. We'll talk about stats, talk about how this game's going so far, what Auburn wants to do in the second half, and maybe even preview that boys game a little bit. All coming up in the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Erica Robinson split her free throws the last time she was there, and threatening to do so again as she misses the first. Second free throw from 5 and White, no good. She goes 0 for 2. Riley Finger pulls down the board. Tigers trying to advance the basketball, avoid a 10-second violation. They barely do. Nearly threw it out of bounds. Somehow on a saving attempt, ends up in the hands of Pearl Simmons. Riley Finger turns around and lets it fly and knocks it down. Does 40 and blow from about 8 feet away. She's on the scoreboard as well. Give her two, and Auburn has its biggest lead, which is 31. Riley Finger gets on the scoreboard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different Tigers have scored in this first half here on the road at Smith Station. A clinic right now as Erica Robinson gets fouled on the layup. She heads right back to the free throw line for the Panthers and leaves that one short. Three straight possessions for Smith Station. Three straight free throw line trips for Erica Robinson. Riley Finger sits down. Sophie Arrington sits down. Pearl Simmons will sit down as well. Seconds to play in the first half, and Robinson rattles that one home. She had two in the first. She's got two in the second. Tigers look to break the press. Here comes Kat Foreman into the right-hand side, or the left-hand side, rather. Goes up high off the backboard. Won't fall. Catherine Foreman tries to get the putback. No good. 6 seconds to play. That rebound and layup won't go. Panther throw it up to half court. Ball's rolling on the floor all the way to the other end, and that will run out the clock on the second quarter. Auburn leads Smith Station by 30, 41-11 at the half. Stick around. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's googecenter.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Happy New Year from owner Justin Quinn and his innovative team at Sensigreen HVAC and Insulation. Looking for a clean, comfortable retreat for your home this new year? Contact East Alabama's premier and most affordable carrier dealer at 334-641-5450 or at sensigreen.com. Now extending up to $1,500 off any new system through February, Sensigreen offers competitive financing for all their sensible green solutions. This winter, for air that is warm and clean, call Sensigreen with Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High Lady Tigers lead the Panthers of Smith Station 41-11 here on the road. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report, brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic, the East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. And you can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. 41-11 is Auburn's lead over Smith Station in the varsity girls game here on the road. Tigers looking to win. You're going to hear this right, so go ahead and accept it. Their 25th game in a row against the Smith Station Panthers. If they are to hold on to this 30-point lead here tonight, it would be their fifth in a row on the season, 25th in a row against the Panthers, and would be their eighth in a row against area teams in the regular season. Auburn High doing all the little things right. Turnovers have been an issue on the offensive end of the floor. A lot of that has been just unforced errors, getting ahead of themselves, and especially when some of the starters are not on the floor, but getting a lot of good reps for this Auburn High team. A lot of young kids getting in tonight for this Auburn High squad, and head coach Courtney Pritchett building for the future in a game that may already be out of hand. Again, this is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. Auburn leading Smith Station 41-11 on the road in the varsity girls game. We'll go ahead and get you some scoring totals on our halftime stats tonight, and they're brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust, the best of a local community bank with the technology, tools, and resources of a regional one. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. We'll start with the Panthers of Smith Station. 1 point from Serenity Foster, 4 points. 5 points for Erica Robinson. She leads, or actually two of them lead the Panthers with five. Again, Erica Robinson with five, Asia Davis with five, and then Serenity Foster with the one, a total of 11. For the Auburn High Tigers, though, it was a death by a thousand cuts, and those thousand cuts being several different players for the Auburn High Tigers. Caden Carr led all scorers with 11 thanks to three made threes in that first half. We'll work our way top to bottom here on the order. Caden Carr had 11. Yanavia Nelms had 2. Jada Williams split a pair of free throws in the first quarter. Hannah Shepard had 6. Praylee Winfrey had 8. Kaylee Levitt had 2. Isabella Paul had 8. 4 in each quarter. Morgan Allen had a free throw, and Riley Finger had a putback layup as well to help the Tigers get to 41 points here in the first half. 41-11, a 30-point lead for the Tigers on the road against Smith Station. We'll talk more about it, tell you about the second half, and preview the boys' game as well. All that coming up in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center and Building Supply.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Welcome back into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Auburn High leading Smith Station in the varsity girls game 41-11. And I'll go ahead and tell you about it now in case we end up in this territory for most of the second half. 30 points will be a running clock here in the second half. So anytime it gets to 30 and above, clock is supposed to run. We'll see if Auburn's able to keep it that way. But in terms of just what you want to see in the second half, right, for head coach Courtney Pritchard and the Auburn High Tigers, you want to continue doing things the right way. You also want to see maybe some of those turnovers get cleaned up as well for Auburn, especially with some of the reserves in, looking to do that in the second half, get a lot of different rotations in, get some new plays in, get some comfortability, if you will. In games like this, you have the advantage and the ability to do that. So I expect head coach Courtney Pritchard to do that. I think you'll see the starters get this thing going in the third quarter and probably let them rest for the rest of the game, because you're preparing for Opelika, who comes back to Auburn High School on Friday night. Should be a huge crowd and a huge game for that one. Don't want anybody hurt. Don't want anybody tired. And you want everybody good to go for when the Dogs come to town. Auburn leads Smith Station 41-11 in the varsity girls game. This has been the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Second half action coming up between Auburn and Smith Station right after this. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W Lee.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W Lee. The second half of AHS basketball is presented by Gouge Performing Arts Center.
Start of the third quarter between Auburn and Smith Station, the Tigers and the Panthers in the varsity girls game. It's Auburn with a commanding lead, 41-11, as we get the second half started in just a moment. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by the Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. You can see their upcoming events at goosecenter.auburn.edu. Tigers and the Baby Blues here on the road, blue on top, blue on bottom, the dark blue on the letters and numbers on front and back, the dark blue trim down each side. Smith Station with the home whites on top and bottom, gray numbers and letters front and back, and gray trim down each side. We appreciate you spending your Tuesday night with us here on 96.3 W Lee, 963WLEE.com, or the Radio Alabama app. However you're tuned in, we appreciate you being with us on this Tuesday evening. Game two of area play between Auburn and Smith Station. Brantley Winfrey has it on the left-hand side of the floor. Dumps it down to Hannah Shepherd. First shot won't go, but gets her offensive rebound and puts it up for two. Tigers moving left to right on your radio dial. Smith Station with their first possession of the second half, moving right to left. A three-point attempt too strong and pulled down by Bella Paul. Five starters are on the floor for Auburn, with Caden Carr, Anavia Nalms, Hannah Shepherd, Bella Paul, and Brayley Winfrey. Tigers moving left to right. They lead 43-11. Carr has it on the top. Kicks to Nalms, thought about the three. Instead, she'll dump it down. Hannah Shepherd, floater in the lane, too strong. She was moving from her left to her right in the air. She missed it to the right, so just a little impact on that shot. A little draft or something in here. That's okay. And clock not running yet. With a 30-plus point lead, they may wait till the fourth quarter to do it. All depends on who has their finger on the button here on the road. Panthers travel right here in front of us. No calls. Ball stuck in the corner in front of us. A push foul is going to be called on Anavia Nelms. We are set up in the basically back left of the gym. We're in one of the corners. Great spot here on the road. Smith Station has done a fantastic job. Coach Eason has taken care of us and the entire Smith Station staff every time we come. So we're basically looking at the floor in the back left corner of it. Great view on floor level. Smith Station has the basketball right here in front of us on the inbound. They do inbound it. Did they call a foul? Panthers inbounded it. There was a whistle. Maybe Auburn High touched the basketball and had their foot on the baseline. Either way, Panthers basketball moving right to left as you would look at it. And they throw it into the backcourt unintentionally. They're able to do so. And now they bring it back across the timeline. Caden Carr guards the basketball. A bump foul against Erica Robinson. Caden Carr doesn't like it, but she picks up the reach-in foul. That's too quickly now on Auburn in this third quarter with a 43-11 lead. We're just a minute 15 into this third quarter. Right to left go the Panthers. They inbound. It's Erica Robinson on the left free throw line extended. She'll work her way into the logo SS of Smith Station. Black and bold with the white on the outline. She's guarded by Braylee Winfrey at the top. Haven't seen many half-court sets by Smith Station tonight. A pull-up jumper on the free throw line is good by Erica Robinson. Bank stays open late here in Smith Station. 6.5 to play, third quarter. Anavia Nelms will spin her way across the timeline. Goes across the word Panthers on the right-hand side of the floor. They dump it down low. Hannah Shepherd, the fall-away floater from the right side of the backboard is good. My goodness, what a piece she could be. What a weapon she could be if Hannah Shepherd can find that sort of game all season long. A three flies from the left-hand side. It's no good. Rebound and putback was blocked, and now the Panthers have another shot at it. On the right side, pump fake, dribble drive, pull up from 8 feet. No good. The second offensive rebound of the possession, and now it's in the hands of Caden Carr. Ahead for Brandy Winfrey. Takes the step, gets to the bucket, and lays it in with the finger roll. Tigers have outscored the Panthers 6-2 in the third quarter. Their lead has been extended 47-13 with 5:30 to play, and Smith Station throws it away. Auburn moving left to right. Anavia Nelms takes her time. She's on the right-hand wing. Just atop of the word Panthers written in black here on the road. Braylee Winfrey has it, and now back to Anavia Nelms. Looking for the high ball screen. Doesn't get it. They'll get it for Caden Carr. Straightaway three. Lets it fly off the left-hand side. Rebound fought for. Poked out of bounds by Braylee Winfrey. Goes flying through the Auburn High bench. And it will be Panthers basketball down to our left. 47-13, Auburn leads in the varsity girls game. 5:12 to play in the third quarter. Got a lot of shoe game going on here tonight. Erica Robinson has it at the top. Braylee Winfrey tries to cheat and steal it from behind. Instead, it's a bounce pass underneath. Layup was thrown up, maybe blocked. And out of bounds on the Tigers, Caden Carr. It'll stay on this end. Again, Carr, Paul, Shepherd, Winfrey, and Nelms, the five on the floor. For head coach Courtney Pritchett and the Auburn High Tigers looking to go 2-0 in area play to start the 25-26 calendar year. And Robinson goes up with a, I don't know what that was, a wild layup attempt for sure. Kind of went up and underneath. It did not fall, but something that has burned Auburn in this third quarter, an offensive rebound and then a foul. That's 4, 5, maybe 6 offensive rebounds that Auburn High has given up in this third quarter alone. With 4:54 to play. And that'll put a Panther on the line. That's Maya Crowell who clanks the first. Caden Carr will be subbed out, sprints off the floor. Oh, apologies. No, she's just going to sprint and talk to head coach Courtney Pritchett on the far end. And second free throw is no good from Crowell, so an 0-for-2 trip, and Braylee Winfrey pulls down the board. She sprints ahead. There's Caden Carr, left wing three. Yes! It has been the Caden Carr Show here on the road. It must be the lights in this gym. She's been on fire. And then a timeout? No, they say it was poked out of bounds by the Tigers. Apologies. So right to left go the Panthers. Erica Robinson dumps it down low. Turnaround bank shot won't fall. Hannah Shepherd tips the board to Caden Carr. Here we go. Here come the Tigers. Braylee Winfrey spin move with the layup. Oh, goodness. Showtime for Braylee Winfrey. Spin move, layup, and 2-for-20. My goodness. And then a sub's going to come in for Auburn. Holy smokes, Braylee Winfrey. I haven't seen a move like that from her since last year. That's special stuff from 20 and Baby Blue here on the road. 52-13 is Auburn's lead, 4:38 to play in the third quarter. I don't know why we had a stoppage after a make to allow the sub to come in for Smith Station. That's not how that works, but that's okay. Right to left go the Panthers, wide on top, wide on bottom. here on the road. They got great trim and great letters and numbers on the front and side. A bank shot in the lane won't fall. Isabella Paul fights for the board and outlets to Anavi Anels. Now ahead for Brady Winfrey. Back-to-back buckets for 20 in blue. Brady Winfrey had 8 in the first half. She's got 6 in the quarter alone. She put on a show against Central on Friday night, had 17 in that contest against the Red Devils. Looking to beat that here tonight. Ball's in the left-hand corner in front of us. Cross-court pass on the left-hand side to the right-hand side. Threw it away, did the Panthers, and it's Auburn High basketball. Brayley Winfrey will sub out. Here comes Jada Williams. This is what I was talking about. Brayley Winfrey, you've done your job. You'll have a chance to sit and watch for most of this game. The rest of the way, 54-13. Auburn leads, 3:45 counting down. Need to save her for Opelika. As Pearl Simmons will grind her way into the paint, gets tripped up, falls to the floor. They say it may have been tipped out on Smith Station, goes out of bounds. It is Auburn basketball. And a sub or two will come in for the Panthers, I think. They don't know either. They don't know. All right, there we go. Morris will come in, 10 in white for the first time, as will 4 Lee. For Smith Station, 54-13, clock has stopped at 3:38. It shouldn't be, but we play on. Tigers have it left to right on your radio dial. Jada Williams on the right-hand side. Ball was deflected out of bounds into the stands. It has been pretty much a runaway the whole time for the Tigers. They have never trailed in this game. Shepherd kicks it out. Pearl Simmons for 3, left it short. Into the hands of Isabella Paul and then fouled. And we'll see if they call that in the act of shooting. It looked like she was. She steps to the line confidently. And it is, in fact, a shooting foul. We'll send Bella Paul, wearing number 33, to the free throw line. And one of the 5 seniors who were honored the other night against Central for senior night. Anavia Nelms, Brayley Winfrey, Olivia Quinones, Bella Paul, and Morgan Allen, the 5 seniors for Auburn. As the first free throw, no good from Bella. She'll try to knock down the second. She's on the floor, of course, with Jada Williams, Anavia Nelms, Hannah Shepherd, and Pearl Simmons for head coach Courtney Pritchett. Second free throw is no good. There's Jada Williams, though, on the board, hits the floor, ripped away, and the Panthers almost ran up the floor with it. Instead, a jump ball is called. And if you're just now joining us, we have no actual possession arrow. There's not one on the scoreboard, and there's not one at the scorer's table, so they're just keeping up with it on the floor, and they give it to Auburn. Left to right go the Tigers in the half court. Jada Williams, baseline drive, tough shot. Won't fall off the fingertips of Jada Williams on the airballed shot. And it goes to Smith Station, 3:12 to play in the third quarter. 54-13 is Auburn's lead in the varsity girls game. As the Tigers looking to get their 14th win on the season and prepare for the Opelika Bulldogs on Friday. Steps into a walk-in three, does Erica Robinson, and makes the Tigers pay for the first time tonight. She's got 5 in the third quarter. She had 5 in the first half to lead all Panther scores. And then Anavi announced just a chest pass to Jada Williams on the left-hand wing. Wasn't ready for it and dropped it out of bounds. Williams will sub out. Paul will sub out. Simmons will sub out. Caden Carr is in. Jalen White is in. And Reagan Small is in as well to join Hannah Shepherd and Anavia Numb. So a unique 5 on the floor right now for head coach Courtney Pritchett. As the Panthers in the half court just to our left. Layup won't fall. Putback attempt is good by Asia Davis. Davis had 5 in the first half. Her first bucket in the second half. Just the second Panther to score in this third quarter. We're under 2.5 to play in it. Caden Carr penetrates the lane. Pulls up from the free throw line and is money for number 0. That's almost unguardable too. I'll tell you what. Auburn's got a lot of skillful players on this basketball team. And in a turnover in the half court, Hannah Shepherd comes up with it. And she'll find the point guard and Anavia Nelms. Left to right on your radio dial. Caden Carr will pull it back out on the left-hand wing. Dumped down for Hannah Shepherd. She's at the elbow. Kicks it out for Nelms. Straight away, 3, in and out. And pulled down. Reagan Small comes up with the board. Puts the shot back up. It goes. But they're going to call a double dribble on Reagan Small. Love the effort there from 3 and blue, though. It's fantastic stuff for Auburn if you can get some big rebounders for this team. Especially coming off the bench, you feel good with where you're at. You feel good right now, up 56-18 on the Panthers with 1:40 to play in the third quarter. Right to left comes Smith Station. They've got it in the half court. Dribble drive, kick, and stop on the baseline. Now on the right-hand wing, Stepan. That's a long three. That was airballed. Rebound knocked around, fought for Braley. Winfrey's back in the game. Gives up the offensive board. I believe that was 10 in white. It was. That was Morris who gets the bucket, who's newly into the game, gets the bucket to go. And Smith Station back within 36. Caden Carr takes a left-wing three. Can she get another one? Not this time. Rebound tipped around. Braley Winfrey's got it and now heads to Reagan Small. 8-foot jumper too strong. And the rebound pulled down by Asia Davis. 56-20 is Auburn's lead. We have 60 seconds to go in the third quarter of the varsity girls game. Turnover ahead for Brandy Winfrey. She's all by herself, and you know the results. Brandy Winfrey back in the ball game. I thought she may have been done for the evening. She comes in, give her 16 on the night. She split 8 in each half, and Auburn's lead is back up to 38. Panthers have it right to left. They're in the half court. Took an extra step. Did Erica Robinson to get to the lane. Shot was blocked. Saved by the Panthers. Into the hands of Caden Carr. Here comes Winfrey with the left hand. And gets it to go off a nice feed from zero. And Winfrey is now up to 10 in the quarter. 18 for the game. And Auburn leads by 40. 20 seconds counting down in the third. Erica Robinson in the lane. Her shot was blocked by Jalen White. But fouled underneath. They can either call it on Hannah Shepherd or Jalen White. We'll see which one they want to. Clean up top. It was down low, and they do get Jalen White on the bump underneath. That's an aggressive swat from five in blue, let me tell you. It's been a tough year for Smith Station as Erica Robinson is able to knock down the first. She's got 6 points in this quarter. For the Panthers, they are 3-15 on the season. They've lost 10 in a row as Robinson goes 1-for-2. Rebound fought for in the hands of Jalen White. Winfrey has time left to right across half court with 13. Has it on the right-hand wing now with 11. Cross-court pass. Carr for three. In and out. Rebound now is Hannah Shepherd. Back out for the Tigers. 5 seconds to play. Carr lets it fly. Air ball there. White with one on the offensive board. Gets it up, but not good enough. And the Tigers will have to settle for a 39-point lead heading to the fourth quarter. Stick around. We'll have it coming up for you right after this. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
We've played three quarters here at Smith Station in the varsity girls game as Auburn leads the Panthers on the road 60-21. And the second area game of the season, Tigers well on their way to winning that second game of area play, starting 2-0 and picking up right where they left off from last year as area champions. Panthers inbounded. They're moving right to left. All sorts of pressure by the Tiger reserves. It's poked out of bounds across the floor into the Panther bench. And they say it was a Tiger who touched it last. And we do have a running clock in this fourth quarter. I thought we were going to have one in the third, but I guess they elected to wait until the fourth quarter. 30 points and more in the lead causes that clock to run. Panthers throw it into the backcourt unintentionally. On the right-hand side, guarded by Kaylee Levitt. Now at the top, guarded by Reagan Small. She over-pursues and lets her go. Free throw line jumper no good. Rebound pulled down by Reagan Small. Here she comes, an outlet pass to Sophie Arrington. How about 3-1-for-2? The math works out somehow, and it's a nice-looking play from Reagan Small to Sophie Arrington as the Tigers get their first bucket in the fourth quarter, and Sophie Arrington gets her first bucket of the game. 62-21 for Auburn with 7 minutes counting down in the fourth frame. I believe the ninth different Tiger to score in this ballgame now. Reagan Small turns the corner, right hand, floater won't fall. Rebound fought around for Morgan Allen's got it. Tigers moving left to right as we look at it. Jada Williams at the top, kicks back to Arrington in the far corner. She dribble drives, jump stop in the lane, and gets the bucket to not fall. Oh, they called a travel. Looked clean to me from Sophie. I thought it was beautiful. The shot didn't fall, unfortunately, but I didn't think she took the extra step. Official sees it the other way. We play on, and a shot is blocked in the lane. Oh, goodness. I thought Auburn, maybe I'm just a biased broadcaster. Shot was blocked. They called a foul. That'll put Ava Deloach at the free throw line for the Panthers. Looked clean on this end. It was the back official behind the play who called the foul. So 11 and white. We'll step to the line for the Panthers. First free throw was good. Ava Deloach, her first point of the game. One of the five starters for the Panthers. Just the third starter to get in the scoring column for Smith Station. And second free throw too strong, pulled down by Morgan Allen. Jada Williams accelerates over the SS of Smith Station. She wears 10 in baby blue. She's got it in the right hand and now the left with the crossover. Gets it to the corner. Tried to feed it to Reagan Small. Knocked out of bounds by Smith Station. Tigers lead by 40. 5.5 to play, counting down. A reminder, the second half action of tonight's game is presented by the Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at googecenter.auburn.edu. Reagan Small's got it on the left-hand side of the floor. Dribble drive into the lane. Handoff on the layup won't fall for Morgan Allen. Rebound is tipped around. Sophie Arrington comes up with it. She feeds Kaylee Levitt, who gets it to go. Kissed it high off the window. And Kaylee Levitt is now in the scoring column in the second half. She had two in the first. She's got two in the fourth. Panthers push the basketball. They've got it in the half court to our left. Now at the top, guarded by Reagan Small. Crossover dribble, picked her pocket. Here comes three and blue. She's got numbers. Can she get there? No, it was poked out from behind. And then oh, we had a player without a shoe. Oh, no, it wasn't a shoe. Is that an armband or a headband or something? I don't know. Morgan Allen lost a blue piece of cloth. So that was stopped before the Panthers accelerated. I think it's Smith Station basketball. Yeah, it is. Sophie Arrington tried to inbound it. So it'll be Panther basketball right to left as we look at it. Auburn leads 64-22. In the fourth quarter of the varsity girls game, so well on their way to picking up another victory here in the 25-26 season. Reminder, we'll have a quick postgame show and then get you into a pregame show for the varsity boys game. As momentum down the baseline for Lee, the underhook layup will not fall, but a reach in or maybe a shooting foul. They do call it a shooting foul. We'll put four and white at the free throw line. Well, Auburn's going to move to 2-0 in area play. First free throw from Lee is good. Her first point on the evening. Tigers will move to 2-0 in area play as they again try to defend that area title from a year ago. Also extend their win streak over Smith Station and in general. It'll be 25 in a row against the Panthers. 5 in a row on the season as Lee steps up and knocks both of them down for the Panthers. And one of my goals was to prepare for Opelika. And I think the Tigers did just that, dropping north of 60 points here on the road against the Panthers. Arrington turns the corner with the right hand. Euro step around a defender and left the layup just a bit short. Rebound comes out to the Panthers. Here comes Lee, tries to throw it ahead. Nobody home. She's going to fight for the basketball, save it herself to a Smith Station Panther, and then ripped away by Jada Williams. She surges ahead, right hand and now left. Throws up a tough shot. She was fouled. It does not go. And are they going to call that on the floor or in the act of shooting for Jada Williams? I don't know. And there it was again. Auburn tried to sell a free throw. Jada Williams stepped to the free throw line, but they do say it was on the floor. So left to right we go. Tigers feed to the corner, poked away by the Panthers out of bounds. And it stays with Auburn. 64-24 is Auburn's lead in the varsity girls game. And again, we'll have post-game show, pre-game show, and the varsity boys game coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network. A little shake and bake by Sophie Arrington. Pump fake, pulls up and buries it from 8 feet. Does Sophie Arrington give her four in the corner alone? And Auburn threatening to drop 70 on the Panthers in their own building. Under two to play in the fourth quarter. Pull up on the extended block by the Panthers. Won't go. Reagan Small grabs the board, throws it ahead for Sophie Arrington. Same shot, different spot, and knocks it down. Sophie Arrington, back-to-back buckets for one in blue. She's got six in the game. The bench explodes with a timeout by the Tigers. 1:42 to play in the fourth quarter. Auburn leads 68-24, and the girls are having fun on the road. You love to see it for a girl like Sophie Arrington, who comes in and plays pretty good minutes, I would say, and gives great effort when she's in. You love to see her get on the scoring column. So she's in the game, so is Riley Finger. Kat Foreman is in the game as well. She guards the basketball on the left-hand side of the floor. Dribble drive by the Panthers. Shot was contested. It missed. Rebound comes to Kat Foreman and pokes it out to Sophie Arrington. 1:24 to play in the ballgame. Running clock as Auburn leads 68-24. Arrington kicks to the right wing. Poked out of bounds again by the Panthers. We approach 60 seconds to play in the ballgame. Auburn leads 68-24. Sophie Arrington's got it on the right-hand side. And then a bump foul on the Panthers. Just the second foul of this quarter, so no free throws yet. We're under a minute to play. Clock is running. Auburn High boys about to take the floor. And they'll take on a Panthers team as Sophie Arrington sits down after a nice fourth quarter. She had 6 points. And Olivia Quinones will sub in for the Tigers. They'll throw it down, trying to feed Riley Finger on the inbound. It was stolen. Riley Finger steals it away. Ball's knocked around, fought for underneath, and was it a foul or was it out of bounds? I believe it was out of bounds on the baseline. It is Tiger basketball. Kat Foreman will inbound, and Tigers throw it away. Tigers throw it away off the first pass. It's an open layup attempt, and it is good. And the open floor by Ava Delotra. First field goal made. She has three. Now we're down to 10. Olivia Quinones in the half court. Gets to the baseline. Now on the right-hand side. Dumps it down to Riley Finger. 5 seconds to play, and now four. She tries to fight her way into the basket. A foul is called. With 2.1 in the ballgame. Auburn leads 68-26. Do we call that in the act of shooting, or was it a foul on the floor? I believe we're going to call that a foul on the floor. Most likely to save a little time as well. So Kat Foreman inbound, baseline left, throws it into Riley Finger. Ball poked around, and the ball game is over. Auburn wins 68-26 over Smith Station. 68-26, Tigers over the Panthers in the varsity girls game. Stick around, we'll tell you about it, and get you ready for the boys all coming up here as you're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W Lee.
Stay warm, dry, and ready this hunting season with premium gear from Winter Timber Outdoors. Suit up with the latest Sitka apparel, light and crispy boots, and premium dive bomb waders built for the toughest of hunts. And don't forget the feed. Grab triple clean deer corn, just $8.99 for a 50-pound bag. From the woods to the water, we've got everything you need to elevate your adventure. Winter Timber Outdoors, Auburn Opelika's premier hunting and shooting retailer.
Hey Auburn, looking for a sweet way to celebrate after the big game? Head over to Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt right here in Auburn. We've got a wide variety of frozen yogurt flavors, more toppings than you can fathom, and even dairy-free Dole Whip for a refreshing twist. Locally owned by the Pate family, Sweet Frog Auburn supports Auburn High School athletics, local ministries, and community charities. It's the perfect place to make sweet memories with family and friends, and now with our expanded space, there's even more room to gather, celebrate birthdays, or host private events. Sweet Frog Auburn, froyo fun, toppings and flavors for everyone. What a sweet vibe. Go Tigers.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Your Auburn High Lady Tigers, big winners tonight over the Panthers of Smith Station, 68-26 here on the road, and a nice victory for Auburn High School. I'm Jacob Goins. I appreciate you being with me on the Auburn High Sports Network. As we get you a shortened post-game show, as we normally do, got about 13 minutes on the clock here at Smith Station High School before the varsity boys tip off between Auburn and Smith Station. So we'll do a little post-game show, take a break, come back, and have a good pregame show for Auburn and Smith Station. 68-26 final score. Auburn beats Smith Station in the varsity girls game. The Tigers advance to 14-3 on the year, 2-0 in area play, as Smith Station falls to 3-16 on the year, and now 0-2 in area play. Scoring totals for the Auburn High Tigers. Leading all scorers was Braylee Winfrey. She had 18. Caden Carr had 16. Hannah Shepard, the third and last Tiger in double digits, she had 10. Sophie Arrington, how about her? She came in with 6 in that fourth quarter. Isabella Paul, need to throw her, shout her out as well, as she had 8 in the first half. Also, several Tigers got in the scoring column tonight. Anavia Nelms had 2. Riley Finger had 2. Morgan Allen had a free throw. Jada Williams had a free throw as well. Kaylee Levitt had 2 field goals, 1 in each half. Auburn wins 68-26. And now you get ready for the Opelika Bulldogs, who come to town on Friday night. That game will be back inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Believe that'll be the toughest test for Auburn and the girls' side of things, probably for the boys as well. So looking forward to a fun one there on Friday night. But Auburn and head coach Courtney Pritchett get a big win on the road, 68-26. No voodoo for the girls. It's a different story for the varsity boys. Wrapping up the postgame show, we get you to a pregame show for Auburn and Smith Station varsity boys. All that coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.